So Rabbi Moshe, we're here on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. It should be about, I would say, maybe 12, 15 lines down from the top. Omer of Kahana. Hazomer. So we're talking about a Geffen. We're talking here about a vineyard. And Zomer means he prunes the Geffen, the branches of the vineyard. And basically it could apply to any tree. It doesn't have to be a case of
a vine.
It's not limited to a vine, and it could be that the reason why he mentions a vine is that usually when we talk about Zomer, we talk about a vine. That's usually the case. And Rav Kahana surprises us here a little bit, and he says Chayv Shtayim, that he's going to be culpable, liable for two different malachas. It means if it's a shogeg, he's chayv two chatos, not just one. And this, as we've discussed in the past, is a radical breakthrough, because every maisa has to have a category. It has to be subcategorized under some malacha. And we don't find, as a general rule, that you can be chayav two different chatos for one maisa. But Rav Kahana is not impressed with that, and he says you chayav shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer. In other words, if he needs the parts of the branches of the vine that he cut off, and he's going to use them for whatever purpose he desires to use them, he's chayav mishum kotzer. Again, if he doesn't need them, it would seem that he's not chayav mishum kotzer. And offhand, that's a problem, because that should depend upon the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about malacha sheina tzricha legufa. Now we'll come back to that b'li neder as we go on. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that malacha sheina tzricha legufa is chayav, then the tzorech is secondary. I don't care so much about what his tzorech is. And therefore, why do we add this condition that it's kotzer because he's tzarech li'etzim? The tzarech li'etzim makes a lot of sense according to Rav Shimon, that you need a malacha tzricha legufa. I don't want to commit Rav Kahana, if I can avoid it, to the position of Rav Shimon. And if all things are equal, I would love to assume that even Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, as Tosfos will discuss, you see, Tosfos the Ramaskav with Tzarech Li'etzim, even Rabbi Yehuda would require Tzarech Li'etzim. Right? You see the Tosfos. Okay, good. The Achas Mishum Noteh. I mean, here we're going to have a discussion in the Igle Tal. What does that mean, Achas Mishum Noteh? In the case of Kotzer, Meleches Kotzer, Rav Kahana added the condition that he was Tzarech Li'etzim. In the case of Notea, which is Chayim because of Atzmuche Ilona, he causes the growth of the tree. In other words, he increases the productivity of the tree by taking off these branches. Rav Kahana says nothing about his Kavana. Do you notice that? Sometimes you can learn from what he says, sometimes from what he doesn't say. In the case of Kotzer, and this is what the Igle Tal is going to make a big deal about, he's chayev mishum shetzarech li'etzim. And Tosfos points out that even if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that malach shein tzricha legufa is chayev here, Rav Yehuda would agree that you need tzarech li'etzim. But in the case,
by definition.
Okay, we'll get to it, Rabbi. We'll get to it. Give me a few minutes to present the Igle Tal. I'm in a little bit of a disadvantage here, because I was not able to get a hold of the Igle Tal. I know we have one on the shelves, but for some reason I asked somebody to get me the Igle Tal, and he starts playing with his computer. I don't know what, his phone, and he wants to get it up on the internet. I come from the old school. You know, if you have the hard copy, you don't need the internet. But okay, whatever. So he showed it to me on his phone, but I wasn't able to read it on his phone. So in any event, it's over here somewhere on the shelves, and B'li Neder will. I'm going to have to say it from memory, which for me is a real b'di'evit. I'd love to read it to you inside, but the Igle Tal is going to make a big deal about the fact that the chiyuv of Noteah here is not conditional on any specific kavana. Meaning, you and I might have said, well, the premise of Rav Kahana was that he had that kavana. Rav Kahana felt no need to spell it out for you. He didn't have to say, V'achas mishum notea de miskavin litzmuche ara, litzmuche lona. That was understood, because otherwise why is he doing this action of Zomer?
Why call it Zomer?
Right. And the Gaital is not on that wavelength. He thinks that the reason why Rav Kahana should have gone out of his way to tell us that he wants to increase the productivity of this Elon is because once he's chayav mishum Zomer, and that's because he's tzarech li'etzim, then he's not going to be chayav mishum notea unless he had a specific kavana that it was l'shem netiyah, meaning latzmuchei lana. So again, it's not fair, Rabbi, that you're attacking me without giving me the gleital.
You want me to get?
Would that be possible? Again, it would be a big chesed unless Alan was able to get it for me. I don't know. I'll tell you what. No, it's right here on the shelves. Unless Alan is going to insist that he has it on his phone, but that's not going to help me. Yeah, go ahead, Rabbi.
I don't know why you're learning the Gemara that way.
I'm just presenting the Gleital.
I don't understand the Gleital.
Oh, okay, good.
For Zoraya, for Choresh, for Kotzer, it doesn't tell you why. It just mentions the Malacha.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Zomer, you mentioned Halacha. The Tzorach Le'etzim comes to add Kotzer. Without, if you didn't have Tzorach Le'etzim, HaZomer, right. Your Chai Mishum Noteya is Pashut.
So he says that it's generally speaking it's pashut,
right.
Because he has no other chiyuv. But in this case that he has another chiyuv because he has a specific kavana, here he says it's not so pashut iglital. And he thinks that maybe in such a case you're not going to be chayv for another malach because you've set up your tzorech in this for the eight. If we ever find it. It's you see the Maamar Kovas page. I asked you to look this up. It should say Sifkat and Lamed. Kotzer. If you can get Kotzer, Sifkat and Lamed. Now let's take a quick look at Tosus here, and Gadal, you'll see if you can find the Gleital for us. In the meantime, Tosus, the second Tosus here, Mitzarch Li'etzim, he writes Nira Da'afilu. L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Be'inon, we still require Tzarech Li'etzin. It's this paragraph?
Excellent.
Okay, if you can somehow. Okay, great. Now, where does Tosfos know? Where does he get derive this conclusion from that our Sugya of Rav Kahana applies the requirement of Tzarech Li'etzim even according to Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rav Kahana is presenting his halacha according to Rav Shimon, and if he needs the Ktzira aspect, he doesn't need the Noteah aspect, and therefore you need a Tzarech Li'etzim. And Tosus wants to find precedents. Where else does Rabbi Yehuda agree that you're not chayav for the malacha without a tzorech? And he says, number one, our case is lo mikri b'eitzim kotzer. What makes it into kotzer? Ela b'inyan zeh. In only in this condition, in this scenario where he needs the eitzim. And again, at this point, Tosfos is not operating with the premise of the Gleital, that there's a battleground here, there's a tug of war between these two malachos, because he compares it to other malachos, where even though there's only one single malach involved, nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda still requires Litzorech. Because he writes, Midi Dahava, etc. Do you see those two words, Midi Dahava? Yeah, no. You couldn't find it on your phone, you mean?
No, I couldn't find it. No, I had it on my phone, but I couldn't find it in the...
I apologize to you. That's why I told Gedalia to make sure that you're not looking for it on the shelves.
Oh, I was.
because I thought you were looking for it on your phone.
No, I did that.
And I needed it desperately for the shiur.
Okay.
So,
you got it?
So I, yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Okay, Dave?
All right.
So again, Tosfos seems to be operating with the premise that there are certain malachas, and we have to define what's the nature of that category of malachas, that require litzorech, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And his paradigm is going to be the malacha of Korea, that Korea requires almanas litfar, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, when we ask the person, what's your tzorech, what's your ultimate need in a malacha, so then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't usually have to give an answer to that question. And it's irrelevant to us what your need is. We look at the malacha, we see what it accomplishes. On an objective level, we're not going to ask you what your need was for the malacha. But the exception to that case is going to be Korea. The Mishnah says you're only chayv for Korea if it's almanas litfar. And that's going to be the paradigm for our case of Zomer v'tzorach li'etzim. Here Rabbi Kivega jumps up and he asks the obvious question. Wait a minute. In a case of Tofer, of Almanas Litfar, of Korea Almanas Litfar, the obvious answer to the question is, why do you need the Almanas Litfar? And even Rabbi Yehuda would require Almanas Litfar is because of what? If it's not Almanas Litfar, what is Kriya?
Kilkul.
It's a Kilkul. What does that have to do with the case of Zomer if he's going to take these branches off the tree
and
then
throw them away?
Well, it doesn't matter whether he's going to throw them away, because since they have a value to them, you can sell them on the open market. Then according to Rabbi Yehuda, he should be chayav for maleches kotzer. Whenever you take something off a tree, whether it's a fruit or a branch, and it has value, you have to decide for yourself whether you want it. That's irrelevant according to Rabbi Yehuda. Nor of us, you're going to quote the case of Korei Almanas Litfar. Says Rabbi Kivega, Korei Almanas Litfar is a whole different story. There the Kriya is a Meleches Kilkul, and therefore you need Almanas Litfar. So Rabbi Kivega, based on this Tosis, derives a bombastic conclusion that Almanas Litfar, in the case of Korei, has nothing to do with Mekalkel, and even if Lu Yitzur, you would have a Kriya, which was not a Kilkul, you would still need Almanas Litfar. And that's where Rabbi Kivega gets stuck, because the Gemara says on Daf Kuvav that you're chayav for Korea Meso or Korea Mechamoso even if it's not Almanas Litfar. And that's where Rabbi Kivega gets stuck. But leaving out Rabbi Kivega's kasha, you see that there are certain malachos where the Almanas is built into the malach. And one of his examples is going to be Meleches Zomer. As far as Ktsira is concerned, you need Almanas Liktsar, which means that he's Tzarech Li'etzim, and then it becomes Meleches Ktsira. And Tosfos says, if you ask me, where do we find Rabbi Yehuda has to, you know, has to give an account, there's an accountability for what his Tzarech is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about his Tzarech. I'm going to quote you the case of Korea Almanas Litfar. Offhand, it's a Pella. So the Leital says, V'divrei HaTosfos Elu Shebe'etzem Atzmusam Lo Shayach Ktsira. That somehow, just like in the case of Korea, you're not Chayav Be'etzem Atzmuso Shel Meleches Korea without Almanas Litfar, so too, in these cases where he's cutting off branches, Be'etzem Atzmuso Lo Shayach Ktsira, unless it's Litzorech Eitzim. And he writes here, just one second, I lost the place here. Bir divrei, sorry. Bir divrei HaTosfos ha'elu. That debe'etzim bi'atzmusam lo shayach ktsira. Now, again, this is a little bit strange, this Igletal. What does he mean, bi'atzmusam lo shayach ktsira? I mean, in the case of Korea, I can understand that somebody would say that, you know, you could argue that the etzem, you know, malacha, as it was done in the Mishkan, etc., of Korea, was to prepare the way for what? For Tefira. You know, they took apart those knots and Nafal Badarna, and we spoke about it, and he wants to sew it up properly. The areas have to be sewn up. So he does a Kriya for the purpose of what? of tefillah. But what's the logic that compels Rabbi Yehuda to say that in Eitzim, Biatzmusam lo shayach tzira? What does he mean by that? And he says that the only reason he's going to be chayach for tzira in this case is because Melechas Machsheves Osra Torah Visavdo Machshavto Kishetzarach li'Eitzim. Wow. He says that unless he needs the Eitzim, it's not called Ktsira. And even if in Kol HaTorah Kula he would be potter for Ktsira in the case of Eitzim, even if he needs the Eitzim, here, since he needs the Eitzim, there's a principle of Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. That's the thesis of Ligli Tal. He goes on, and maybe we'll be able to see the Ligli Tal a little bit more even as we go along. I just want to point out to you that Tosus is not mistopic b'muat here. He's not satisfied with the case of Korea Almanas Litfar. He brings another two malachos where even Rabbi Yud agrees that you need a tzorech. The first one is Tof is Mochek Almanas Lichtov. And then he has the case of Schita. Now Schita is a tolda of Disha, or at least a told of Mefarik, which is a told of Disha. And the sugya later on has a case where he squeezes out pickles and he takes the juice out of the pickles, and the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan there is that it all depends. Is he going to be chayef for Disha or not chayef for Disha? It depends on his kavan, on his tzorech. If he has a tzorech for the, he has a use for the liquids, you know, he's making some sort of a pickle juice, then he's chayev. And the question is, why isn't he chayev despite the fact that he doesn't need the pickle juice? Because it's a malacha and it's richel gufa, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is chayev. And the answer is that we have to define the malacha. What is the atzmus of the malacha in the case of Disha? It's to remove something. Right, you remove the, you know, the part that's preventing you from getting access to the food, and you break it off and you get the food. And here also you want to get the liquids coming out of the pickles, as I call it, the kvashim. Oh, what's the essence of Meleches Korea? It's to prepare for what? For tefira. And what's the essence of Meleches Kotzer in the case of Eitzim? It's his need for the Eitzim. Does everybody see the pattern here in Tosis? Tosis is not willing to budge, and he says that when it comes to Meleches Kotzer, there's something unique about Meleches Kotzer in which we have a requirement of a tzorech. You need the fruits, you need the wood that you're taking off in order to be chayef for kotzer, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds v'loch shen tzrich leguf is chayef. Rabbi Osa, are you with me on this? And Tosa says this is not the only malacha of the 39 malachas where Rabbi Yehuda requires a tzorech. Katsir is one of them, but we also have Meleches Disha and we have Meleches Korea, Kriya. In all these three malachas, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you have to have a tzorech. But it's not the tzorech of malach atzricha legufa, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require malach atzricha legufa. He's yachai from malach shein atzricha legufa, but he requires a tzorech because that's the definition of the malach. So I find this a fascinating chiddush in Tosfos, and I want to analyze the Rambam and see if the Rambam agrees to Tosfos that there are certain malachas where the tzorech is built into the very essence, the very kishkis of the malach. And without it, you haven't violated that malach.
But it's not true for coats or plants. It's the malacha when you cut it on a tree for a plant. That's the truth.
So let's go through. There's going to be a whole variety of cases of coats there. And Sam is pointing out that perhaps Tosis would only insist that you need the tzorech as a prerequisite if it's a case of Eitzim. But if it's not a case of Eitzim, maybe you'd be chayef for ktsir even without the tzorch. Okay, so again, all this is very confusing, but
because it's working, the ain't there a tissue, like it's unusual to do this.
Right, right. So it could be then in Eitzim, I don't know, again, it's hard for me to understand why there should be any difference between Ktsira in Tzmachim, in Peros, on the one hand, and in Eitzim on the other. Maybe people don't usually cut off branches for purposes of wood, although when you think about it, there's a whole lumber industry. That's what my wife's grandparents, that's how they supported themselves back in Yaroslav. They used to cut down trees and sell
trees.
Them.
That's the point. Trees, not branches.
Right. Yeah. But he's talking about Eitzim. He doesn't say branches.
No, Eitzim is the branches. It has to be Zomer. Otherwise, not Zomer.
That's not the
right. Right. But he says that Lo Mikri be Eitzim Kotzer Ela Be'inyin Zeh. I don't know. He seems to be referring to Eitzim. I don't know.
We're hoping because
I don't know why.
And
okay, Rabbi.
Often says only if you need the Eitzim.
Only if you need the Eitzim. So Sam is saying that's only the branches of the Eitzim, but not the Eitzim themselves.
Eitzim means wood.
Why? What's the problem with cutting down wood? You know, well, why should I need?
I'd never cut a tree for my fireplace.
Because that's not Zomer.
Right. Well, you sell it for firewood. I mean, that's where we're
for paper. I'm saying like you. I would never cut a tree. I don't know how to cut a tree.
Okay, so you weren't with my father-in-law in Siberia.
Right.
That's how he survived the war, because he was he was cutting down trees.
Glad about that.
He claims he was cutting 30 trees a day. I asked a couple experts and they told me not with bare hands, but that physically it's not shy. But I don't know. Maybe he had a shutuf and it was shnayim shasu. I don't know.
Were twigs. I don't know.
But by the way, when they were sent to Siberia, they thought that was the end of the world. Little did they realize that that's what saved them. Anyway, so let's open up the Rambam. And I want to do a study here, a comparative study of Tosus and the Rambam. Okay then?
Which week passed the Rambam?
The Rambam is going to be Perek Ches, Mihilcha Shabbos, Halacha Gimel. Okay, we'll start with Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the Perek if we can. And I just need to put this down somewhere here. Let's see, is there any liquids in here? No. So you can just put it down here and nothing will be destroyed. All right. Hakotzer kegrogeres chayim.
Where is that?
That's Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam establishes that, like all the other malachas in Sidur the Pas, Ktsira as well requires a grogeres. Less than a grogeres, you're not chayim. Now, the Rambam says that tolesh, when you rip something out, is chayav because it's oker dover migidulo. That's how the Rambam defines the tolda of kotzer. I would submit the following thesis. I have no proof for this whatsoever. You could fight with me. That the difference here between the av and the tolda is in the tsuras hamaisa. But in the tachlis, in the ultimate totsah, it's one and the same. Meaning, the av malach of kotzer and its tolda, which is called tolish, are both lakar dover migidula. Lakar dover migidula. Then the Rambam says the following. He shifts his discussion now to the case of Eitzim. To the case of Asovim. Asovim are different kinds of grass that grow and so forth. And the Rambam says that if you need Oker Dover Migidulo, then as long as it's growing in some sort of a, let's call it a normal fashion, and you rip it out, that's called Tolesh and Yechayev Mishum Kotzer. And the Rambam gives some cases which at the face of it would look a bit unusual, but the Rambam says no. These cases also fit into Oker Dover Migidua. Where are these Asovim growing? For example, at Sarar, he has a case of a stone, and there are Asovim growing out of the stone. Kshus sha'ola b'sne. Asovim sh'tzomchu agam yachovis. It's very interesting that these Asovim could grow on many different kinds of substances. And the Rambam says, regarding all these three cases above, Hatolesh me'en chayef. Shezeu makom gidulo. That's where they grow. So we have to do a scientific study here and see exactly in each one of these three cases why it's makom gidulim. Okay, well, let's leave out the rest of Halacha Gimel for now, and let's jump to Halacha Daled. Kol zera shektziroso mitzamachas oso umegadloso kigon aspasto v'silka. Now the Rambam gives you now cases where when you cut them down, not only are you involved in ktsira, but at the same time, you're magad loso. If you're magad loso, which means you're causing the expanded productivity of it, then what other malacha now comes to the fore?
Zoreya.
Or alternatively, in the case of Eitzim, it would be notea. And the Rambam says that he has two examples of this. He's got aspasta, and he's got silka. And the Rambam says, HaKotzro b'shogeg Chayav Shtechatos. Obviously, the Rambam has to add the word Shogeg, because if he was amazed, he can't kill him twice. But it's always relevant to Shogeg. And what are the two Chatos that he's Chayav for? Which Malachas is he Chayav for? The Rambam writes, Achas Mipneshu Kotzer, V'achas Mipneshu Noteh. But mostly, I'm going to throw out a question here, but don't give me the answer right now. I want to wait for one other line, because then I think the answer will become crystal clear. What does the Rambam fail to mention here? Okay, what does he fail to, what does he omit? And I think it will become clearer when we see where he does spell it out. V'chein hazomer, v'hu tzarech li'etzim, chayav mishum kotzer, u'mishum noteah. Does anybody want to comment here? Like all of a sudden, when he gets to Zomer, he wakes up, so to speak, out of his reverie, and he tells me, Tzarech li'etzim. But, you know, he had five cases before that. In Halacha Gimel, he had three cases, and he didn't mention anything about Tzarech li'etzim or Tzarech la'sovim. And Halacha Daled, he's got another two cases. He's got aspasta, which is some sort of alfalfa, or whatever it is, vasilka, some sort of a beet. And the Rambam completely omits mention of tzorech liaspasta, tzorech lasilka. When is he bothered? At what point does the Rambam all of a sudden wake up and say, well, does he need this ktsira?
The problem.
When he gets to what?
Zomer.
Is Rabbo say, what conclusion do you derive from this? Why does the Rambam need a tzarech li'etzim in the case of Zomer?
Because if you don't have the eitzim,
normally you don't need the
eitzim. Yeah? You're both saying the same thing. I just want to hear from both of you. Go ahead. Rabbi, you going to spell it out?
Because if you don't need the eitzim, you're not kosher, you're not chayav for kosher.
I want to say it this way. Everybody has their own formulation, so I'm going to give you mine. But I'm saying the same thing as you. There's the Iker Maisa Malacha, and then there's the Tafel. The Rambam holds that in the case of Zomer, the Iker Malacha is Meleches Kotzer. I'm sorry, I slipped my tongue. That in the case of Zomer, the Iker Malacha is Meleches Noteah. Because what is Zomer? What's the purpose of Zomer?
To make it sprout.
To make it sprout, to make it grow. I'm taking off those branches to facilitate its expanded productivity. So the Rambam says that the Iker Malacha here is Meleches Noteah. And therefore the Rambam says that Malacha cannot take on another shame unless what? Unless it's tzorech, he needs a tzorech. So the tzorech li'etzim, says the Rambam, is here in order to add a second malacha, which, if not for his tzorech, would be considered tfeilalo, and it would have no status as a shei malacha. So the Rambam holds the following. Basically, according to the Rambam, the case of Zomer is radically different than the case of aspasta and silka. In the case of Zomer, since the malacha is fundamentally no teah, the Rambam holds that the only way of being mechayev of him from aleches kotzer is because it's tzarech li'etzim. This has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Do you follow my point here? In fact, Tosfos would say, as a general rule, we need the tzarech Li Eitzim or Litzarech Dover Sheniktzar in order to set up the Ktzira. But the Rambam holds that that's not necessarily so. The Rambam holds that when do we need this Tzarech? That's only when there is a, I'm going to use a proverbial term, a tug of war between two Malachas. You have Malacha A and Malacha B. Malacha A is the Iker Maisa Malacha, and Malacha B is the Tafel. And the Rambam says you can only be Mechayavim for the second Malacha, in addition to the first Malacha, if you're able to take a spin on the shame Maisa Malacha and add to it another shame Malacha, another shame Malacha. What's the second shame Malacha that you're going to do? You're going to add to it now, not only no, but also what? It's not only no teah, but it's also kotzer. And the Rambam says, for that I need a kavana. But says the Rambam, what would happen if you had a malacha which has two shemos to it, and they're both equal? They're equal. They're both ikar, and there's no ikar in a tafel. For example, let's say you cut out part of the aspasta on the one end. On the one end, that's going to cause the aspasta to grow, right? It stimulates the growth of the aspasta, and therefore, it's certainly maleches no teah. But at the same time, everybody cuts down aspasta. Aspasta, the Gemara says in the third parak, about masters, your classical animal fodder, to, you know, Michael Behema, and you cut it down in order to stimulate the growth, and you feed the aspasta to your animals. Same thing in the case of silka. On the one end, when you're cutting up parts of the silka, it's going to cause the selik to grow and replenish itself, right? What's it called? To regenerate. And at the same time, you got yourself a selik. Nobody's going to throw out the selik. So the Rambam holds in that case there's no tug of war, because the two shemas of the malacha, as far as the Maisa is concerned, are both equally valid. And there's no reason why I have to add any extra tzorech over here. We look at the Maisa in objective terms, and we say the following. You see, again, this is what I want to suggest. I would like to clarify, if I can, you know, to a sharp distinction here between Tosfos' approach to the sugya and the Rambam's approach to the sugya. Tosfos' approach to the sugya is to ask the following question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav, we have a problem. Why does the Gemara say, Rav Kana say, that you need Tzarech Li'etzim? Forget about Tzarech Li'etzim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need Tzarech Li'etzim. So Tosfos says it's something like Korea, where you need Almanas Litfar, or Disha, where you need Almanas Lahotzi as Meimehem. And here too, in the case of Ketzira, you need Almanas Lahotzi as Aitzim, right? To Lekachas as Aitzim. The Rambam is asking a whole different question here. The Rambam is not asking the question about Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The Rambam wants to set up different scenarios and classify them in one of two ways. One way is to classify them that there are two shemos of malacha, that it's inherent in the action, that the action is being done and it is achieving two different purposes, two different malachos. And then there's another category in which that's not obvious at all. On the contrary, what's obvious is that the malacha has one specific purpose. And in order to generate another shame malacha, we're going to have to find some sort of mechanism, which is called litzarech, and that's going to generate a second shame malacha. So the Rambam says the following. In the cases of aspasta and silka, over there, his maisa ktsira accomplishes two things. On the one end, it's an otea situation. On the other end, it's also a ktsira situation, because we've got to cut down the aspasta in order to feed it to our animals. Therefore, the Rambam says, Yechayv Shtayim. And the Rambam doesn't blink about that. He doesn't have to come up with any sort of specific tzorech and ask the guy, well, what did you need and what was your intention? That's already built into the two shemos of the malacha that are objective. Masha'enken, in the case of zomer, maleches zomer bi'ikara is for the sake of stimulating the growth. That makes it, classifies it as maleches notea. Now you want to add another shame, and you want to say, well, in addition to being notea, it's also kotzer. Here the Rambam says, you want to generate another malacha, the answer is, you got to have kavanah for that. And the power of kavanah is such that you can add a new shame malacha to the first shame malacha. You can upgrade the tafel and make it equal to the ikar malacha. And how do you do so? Through kavanah. And if that be the case, then if we go back to halacha gimel, where the Rambam speaks that sror sha'olu bo asavim, certainly the Rambam says that the ikar malacha here is maleches kotzer, and the Rambam doesn't have any need to indicate that he has a tzorech L'ktzira. And again, I don't believe that for one moment the Rambam would differentiate, as Sam did before. Again, Lufi Ani Estaiti, and you could fight with me on this. I don't think he's differentiating between Asavim and Peros and Silka and Aspasta and Eitzim. That's not his point. His point is only to classify the Malacha. And he holds that the Malacha in the first three cases in Gimel is the Shem Malach is one single Shem Malach. It's exclusively Kotzer, and therefore he's Chayav Mishum Kotzer. Nothing to do with Litzorech. In Halacha Dalet, when he gets to Aspasta and Silka, the Rambam holds again, he's Chayav Mishum Maleches Kotzer. At the same time, the Rambam says, let's not deny that he's Chayav Mishum Maleches Notea, because to the same extent that he is being Notea, to being Kotzer, he's also being Notea. Then the Rambam gets to the case of Zomer. In the case of Zomer, here there's one major shame malacha, and it's primarily and first and foremost a maleches kotzer. You want a maleches notea, and you want to add what? Maleches kotzer, says the Rambam. Here you need a tzorech. The Meiri is not like that. I took the Meiri, but of course I left it outside. Yonatan, if you're on the way out, on your way in, if you don't mind, to bring me the Meiri. It's on the major, bima, or I don't know what you call it. By the way, this thing, is it called a bima? That's an interesting issue. Most people think that a bima is the place where you put the Sefer Torah to read, but if you look in Shulchan Aruch, he says the bima is a higher place where the Kari should be standing, on an elevated place. So I don't think our bima has the status of a bima. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so that's what we have over here. Okay. So again, I'm just going to summarize my notes here that I wrote here, that according to the Rambam, ask yourself, what is the objective ktsira? And in the cases of Aspasta and Selek, he comes to the conclusion that the derech ktsira is for two purposes. Number one, it is to engender a greater capacity of growth, and at the same time, it's for the sake of Ktsiras Haspasta. Shkarek, thank you so much. In Zomer, the Rambam says on the other hand, the Ikar Maisa is what? Is to take, is to do it Tzmuchei Lona. Now you want to say it's also Ktsir at the same time. You need Tzorech Liyitz. Now, before we see the Meiri, I just want to mention the Igletal of before that we started with. And the Igletal adds another point to this whole discussion. He says, very interesting, that in Zomer, it's not enough that it's Litzorach Eitzim. If you want to be Mechayevim Shtayim, then the fact that it's Tzorach Eitzim will be only Mechayevim Yishim what? Kotzer. But rather, we need a special kavana in the Zmiras HaIlon that he wants to encourage and stimulate the growth of this tree, the productivity of the tree, and then he's chayav mishum noteya. No, I'll tell you why not. Because the Igli Tal is introducing a brand new concept here, which I call bittul. I mean, he doesn't use the word bittul. What do I mean? He's saying the following, that unless you have both kavanos, then your one single kavana, in that case, sets up a malacha, and now the other malacha is batel mevutal. So, for example, if let's say he's zomer v'tzarech li'etzim, and he doesn't need
the growth.
Excellent. He doesn't need the growth. It's smuchei lana. Then, according to Igli Tal, he has already set up meleches ktsira as the ikar malacha, and now meleches notea is batal and mevutal. So that the Igli Tal sets up the following precondition. When is he chayv shtayim in the case of meleches orea? Only if he has both kavanos. The Rambam would not say so. The Rambam would say that in the case of Zomer, I don't need a special kavana l'shem growth to be mechayev him mishum noteya, because that's exactly what Zomer is all about. So in other words, the Rambam would objectify meleches Zomer as noteya. The problem that the Rambam faces, which the Rambam thinks is Rav Kahana's issue, is can I at the same time be mechayev mishum meleches kotzer? How do we get kotzer into the picture? And that's where the Rambam introduces Litzarech Eitzim. But there was no question in the Rambam's mind that the Iker Malacha of Zomer is Notea. Therefore, I don't believe, again, who am I, you know, to disagree with the Igli Tal, but I'm saying, I don't believe that the Rambam would buy into the thesis of the Igli Tal that you need a double Kavana. The Rambam doesn't know any halachas of Bittul. The Rambam uses Kavana in a very rare situation when he really desperately needs Kavana. Otherwise, forget about Kavana. According to Igli Tal, whenever you want to be mechayev him for two malachas, you automatically need kavana, because if you only had one kavana, then the other malacha becomes batel mevutel, it's completely overshadowed. According to the Rambam, that's not so. I have an ikar malacha, and the ikar malacha is a given. And once having been given, I don't need kavana for that. The only reason the Rambam is desperate to add kavana here is to take the malacha tfela and upgraded to the status of a malacha ichris, and then he could be with chayev shtayim. But there's no need to go back and say, well, he's interested in netiya, in growth. He doesn't have to have such a kavana. That's what Zomer is all about. Zomer itself is to increase growth.
By definition. If you cut a branch off a tree, that's not Zomer, it's kotzer. If you cut a specific one because you want it to grow. So the Zomer action is cutting specific things where the gardener knows it's going to improve the tree. Not any branch is Zomer. A specific branch is Zomer.
So Rabbi, you're throwing another variable into the equation.
You might be right.
I was just, you know, you're much more sophisticated than I am. I'm on a much simpler level. I just wanted to say the following. And the rabbi's sophistication is gonna be a problem for me. So that's okay. We like problems, right? We like to solve problems. I was saying, Rabbi, something much simpler. I was saying, I don't know exactly beans about Zomer, I'm not a gardener, but what I do claim is that Zomer, according to the Rambam, is Meleches Noteya. Now you're saying, why is it Meleches Noteya? Because he cuts specific branches. I don't know that, you know, that information.
That's what Zomer is.
Okay, I'm not, Rabbi, take it easy. You may be 100% right. All I'm saying is that even if I was an Amoritz Gomer, as far as Hilchas Zomer is concerned, and if even I were to tell you that all the branches are the same and equal, I would still say that cutting the branches, by definition, causes a greater growth, and the Rambam's Chiddush, and that's where the Igli Tal, I think, is going off on a different path, is that this is a Meleches Noteya. And therefore the Iker Shem Malacha is Meleches Noteya. Now, says the Rambam, you want to introduce a Chiyuv of Kotzer. So the Rambam says, then it's got to be Tzarech Li'etz. Now your Kavana could introduce a second Malacha. According to Igli Tal, that's not the mechanics. According to Igli Tal, the malachim the shame malach is determined by your kavana. And once your kavana sets up a shame malach, I don't care which one of the two, then the other malach is batal mevutal. And therefore, Igli Tal asked himself, how can he be chai for the second malach? Says Igli Tal, I need a second kavana. Therefore, according to Igli Tal, it's not enough to say that his kavana was what? Was l'shem tzmuchei ara ilana? You also have to have a specific kavana l'shem k'tzira.
Rabbi, if you...
and you need both kavanas according to Tal. Just give me one more second. I just want to make sure my mathematics is correct. Okay, so I'm going to read to you the Igli Tal. The Igli Tal says that bezomer kidei l'schayev shtayim lo sagi v'hachi shia l'tzarech eitzim. It's not enough that he has a tzarech eitzim. Here's where my footnote comes in, and I say the Rambam disagrees. All I need is l'tzarech eitzim l'schayev shtayim. No, he says no. The be'inan af she's kavein l'shem zmiras ha'ilon kidei l'chayev mishum noteya azoy shteit nigli tal. I don't know. Again, who am I to disagree with Igli Tal? But I would have said he's chayav mishum noteya from the get go. The only reason I need kavana as an element of variable in the equation is to introduce meleches kotzer. But I don't need a kavana from meleches kotzer. And Igli Tal goes a step further. And he says once I have the need of litzvuche ilana, now forget about meleches kotzer. Meleches kotzer goes down the tube, and therefore. I'm sorry. I messed up on the mathematics. So I got to get the mathematics straight. I'm sorry. I apologize. According to Igli Tal, it's not enough that I need the Eitzim. Okay. I keep making this mistake. I'm sorry. I'm not good at mathematics. It's not enough, according to Igli Tal, that I have a Kavana Litzarech Eitzim. According to the Rambam, again, once I have the Kavana Litzarech Eitzim, now I can add Kotzer to Meleches Noteya. Says the Igli Tal, no. He's not learning Pshat in the Rambam, but I'm just saying the Igli Tal's position is that once I have the Tzorech Eitzim, now what gets lost in the shuffle, what's completely overshadowed? Meleches Zomer. Well, okay, Meleches Noteya, we'll call it, right? Meleches Noteya. And therefore, the Igli Tal says he has to have a specific Kavana in addition to the Tzorech Eitzim for the Tzmuchei Ilana. And that I don't think is true according to the Rambam. Do you see? You may think I'm being very pedantic and very, you know, but I conceptually here, there's a fundamental machlokas between the way we understand the Rambam and the way the Igli Tal understands the sugya. The Igli Tal doesn't, he needs kavana here in order to jack up a malacha when there are basically two malachas in one. And therefore, whatever you decide is your tzorech, that becomes the Malacha Ikris. And it's all subjective. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there is an objective Malacha. The Rambam only needs Kavana to add a secondary Malacha, jack it up to the level of a Malacha Ikris, and now you have Shtar. And then Afkamina is going to be, what would be in a case of a person who is Zomer Vitzarach Lietzim, and he's, I don't know, he's selling his tree or whatever it is, he's not interested in the tree at all, you know, he's going to cut down the tree, whatever it is. It's according to Igli Tal, since he's Zomer Vitzarach Lietzim, right? So there's no Noteya over here. But I would say no. According to the Rambam, there is no Teah. The Rambam had no Teah from the get-go. The Rambam only needs a Kavana Litzorech Eitzim in order to introduce an additional Malacha, namely what? Malacha's Kotz. So yeah, good night.
So,
I think I have it now, I hope.
I have two questions. One is Talisha by definition Zmira, or is there a differentiation between the two? Because...
Well, wait a second. Zomer, we said, needs a specific kavana of what? L'tzarech Eitzim. Right? Only then is he chayav mishum meleches kotzer. Correct? I'm talking Zomer. Zomer is only chayav for kotzer if what? If he's tzarech Eitzim. Rabosa, I see it, not only am I mathematically challenged, I think you're also mathematically. That's good. That makes me feel very good. Let me say it one more time.
I just took off
that. You know, and I'll get back to Tlisha in just a second, but before you get to Tlisha, I just want to say the following. In Tlisha, that's Meleches Kotzer. In the case of Zomer, we need to jack up this malacha to Ktsira. In other words, Ktsira is waiting on the wings, and we need a mechanics, we need an agency to introduce Meleches Kotzer into the picture. Because what is Zomer, according to the Rambam? Zomer is Meleches Noteya. Do you follow me? That the reason why the Rambam brings the halacha of Zomer here in Perek Ches, when he's addressing the issue of Kotzer, is because he wants to tell you a chiddush, that even though Zomer is Noteya, you can still be chayav at the same time for Meleches Kotzer. Comes along the Iglital, and he says, well, obviously you need the tzorech for the Eitzim in order to make it Meleches Kotzer, but once you have that tzorech, you've now dropped Meleches Noteya by the wayside, and in order to solve that problem and justify the two Melechas, now you have to bring back Kotzer from the dead. And how do you bring... You have to bring back Noteya from the dead. And how do you bring back Noteya from the dead? Because you're also interested in the same time in what? In Tzmichas Ha'ilon. Right? Lo Sagi B'Litzorech Ha'etzim, Elabin and Afshi's Kavin.
So the Tlisha by definition is not Mizameh.
Oh, but Tlisha, that's a different story. Tlisha, the Rambam says, you don't need any Tzorech. You don't need Litzor Ktsir. Why? Because Tlisha, in all the other cases that the Rambam brings down, is Meleches Kotzer. The Rambam has a problem with Aspasta, because Aspasta, you stimulate the growth, and that introduces again Meleches Noteya. But the Rambam says that that's not a problem at all. Why? Because in the case of Aspasta, there are two different purposes that are inherent in the Maisa. Again, you could be a total jughead. You know, there's nothing in your brain. But when you do a mice of Ktsiras Aspasta, the Rambam says that there is inherent in that mice is two different malachas. Because it's no less significant to take the Aspasta and feed it to your animals as animal fodder than it is to stimulate the growth of the Aspasta. And therefore you have both Mishum Meleches Kotzer and Mishum Meleches Noteya. And the Rambam says, forget about Kavanas. I don't need Kavanas. The Rambam only introduces Kavanah when he gets to Zomer, because the Rambam has no right, he says, to be Mechaiva for Kotzer. This Moloch is not Ktsira. Cutting down Asovim, cutting down Aspasta, Selek, that's all Meleches Kotzer. But when you cut down branches, you know, I don't know if that's Kotzer. Says the Rambam, no, that's no Teya. When is it Kotzer? Here's where the Rambam invites what? He invites Kavanah into the scene. The Iglital went one step further, which I don't think the Rambam would have tolerated. And he says that once you used Kavana to recognize and validate a specific malacha, when there are two possible malachas, then by definition you've dropped the ball on the other malacha. So it's fascinating now. Your Tzorach Li'etzim, according to Iglital, now upgrades this Maisa into a Maisa of Ktsira, and once having done so, then the original personality, so to speak, of Zomer is completely lost. Unless you have Kavan. So there's the Iglital is going to require two Kavan.
I still don't understand, Rabbi. Is Tlisha Be'etzim the same as Mizameh then, or not?
No. It's not called Tlisha. It's not Tlisha. Tlisha refers to vegetables.
Are you asking an etymological question?
You break off a branch.
That's not Zomer.
You just broke off a branch, and the typical case would be you went to your friend's tree.
So this is the issue that I'm debating here with the good rabbi. He's saying that Zomer is not just breaking off a branch. I'm saying the following: that if any kind of breaking off a branch will stimulate the growth of the tree, then the Rambam is going to ask the following question. He's going to say, are you chayav for Meleches Kotzer? If it's stimulating the growth, it should be Noteya. Here's where the rabbi disagrees with me, and I've heard him 50 times. You don't have to convince me. Elu ve'elu divlekim chayim. We're early in the sugya. We'll have to check it out and investigate. You can't hold me responsible for that at this particular point. But if in objective terms, you know, removing a branch in any way, shape, or form that you do so will stimulate the growth. The Rambam defines that objectively as a maisa of meleches notea. And the Rambam therefore says, the Rav Kahana says, that why are you going to be chai for kotzer here? That's where Tzarech Lietzim comes into the picture.
I just want to verify something. The inherent, the way you're formulating Rambam, the inherent, the way I'm translating it in my mind is based on normative use. You don't want me to do that, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, there are a lot of different possibilities here. I'm afraid to buy into your thesis because maybe you'll ask me a kasha which I'm not aware of. So, my natural defense is up here. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
one thing about this year is that when I come in here, I'm very scared. You should know, especially when I'm up with all hours with Sheva Brothers. You know what I'm saying? But even when I finally land after tonight's the last Sheva Brothers, you know, I'll try to land my feet here. But yeah, there's something called the inherent definition of the Maisa Malacha.
I find it almost sounds like Rashi's interpretation of Malachas Tzrichu L'Gufo.
No. Rashi has a different understanding of Malachas Tzrichu L'Gufo. Radical understanding. I don't know what Rashi's talking about, but Rashi says that Malachas Tzrichu L'Gufo means a situation that fell on me against my will. I mean, Rashi has a whole song and dance about what Malachas Tzrichu L'Gufo is.
I just find it hard to conceptualize
in the Let's see, Sam, let's try. I'm going to ask you for, you know, to partner with me in the following thing.
Let's see if
what I said in the Rambam would be clarified, and perhaps, you know, we can sharpen our definitions here after looking at the Gemara in Moed Katan. I think everyone here is familiar with the sugya in Moed Katan. I hope. I don't remember Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays. I get confused. But I think more than once we've mentioned the sugya in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan addresses the following two cases. One is called Menakesh, which, again, don't hold me responsible. Loosely, I would translate it as weeding, meaning removing weeds, and Mashke Zroim, where he waters the garden. And the Gemara quotes a machlokas here at the beginning of Moed Katan. What malacha is he chayav for? So according to Rabbah, he's chayav for meleches choresh. In both of these cases. According to Rabbi Yosef, he's chayav for meleches zorea. Now we spent a lot of time on the Tosis here. I'm leaving out the Tosis because I want to see how the Rambam understood this Gemara, if possible. The Gemara goes on to say that Abaye had a problem, and his objection to both Rav Yosef and Rabba as well was based on our Rav Kahana of Zomer Vitzarech Lietzim. In the case of Zomer Vitzarech Lietzim, Rav Kahana says Yechayev Shtayim. So Abaye wants to know, why in the case of Menakesh or Mashkez Roim, why shouldn't you be Chayev Shtayim? Sai for Choresh and Sai for Zorea. Right? So the Gemara says, and if you'll tell me, well, you can't be Chayev Shtayim, you know, it's one or the other. It's a tug of war. B'chi tema, if you'll say, kol hecha di'iketarti lo mechayev elachado, v'omar Rav Kahana, zomer v'tzorch li'etzim, chayev shtayim, achas mishum notea, v'achas mishum kotzer. So why does Rabbah insist that you chayev mishum choresh? Rav Yosef exclusively. Rav Yosef insists you chayev mishum zorea exclusively. Why not find a happy medium? Then it should be Chayev Shtayim. So what answer does the Gemara offer? Kasha. The Gemara has no answer to this question. And therefore, if I was the Rambam, that's a funny statement, I would paskin that in these two cases, you're Chayev Shtayim. Because the Gemara never budges and never retreats from its position, that you could be chayv shtayim. And therefore the equation between zomer v'tzorch le'etzim chayv shtayim and the cases of menakesh and mashkizroim is an absolute ironclad equation. The analogy is perfect. And just like in the case of Zomer, blah, 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 you're chayv shtayim, so too in the case of Menakesh, it said you should be chayv shtayim. That's what I would have said. Wait a minute, Rabbi. First, you know, the difference between me and you is that I can't argue with the Gemara.
No.
The Gemara said, meaning I can argue with the Gemara once I have a Rishon that argues with the Gemara. And that's going to be my good buddy, the Rambam, right? The Rambam is going to argue with this Gemara. But before I see the Rambam, you know, you're already offering an explanation for the Rambam. Meaning,
I haven't seen the Rambam.
No. But I'm saying you're already at the point where you want to distinguish and differentiate between Zomer Mitzach Lietzim in the cases of Menakesh and Mashkizrom. I'm not up to that point yet. Right now, I'm up to the point where the Gemara blinds with Akasha, and the Gemara says the equation is a perfect equation. So why do I want to wait for your Hesber? Because I want to see, that's the way I was trained by my Rebbe, if I can first prove to you that with all the respect to the Gemara's Kasha, at least one Rishon that I know of did not accept the Kasha. And that's the Rambam. So here we look in the Rambam, Perikhes Halacha, and the Rambam says the following: Hachoresh kol shehu chayv, hamenakesh, etc., etc. Harezet tolos choresh. What does the Rambam omit? Zoreh. In other words, the Rambam paskins like Rabba straight away that yichayv bishum choresh. Then the Rambam Halacha Beis gets up to Melech HaZoreah. HaZoreah Kol Shehu Chayv. Okay, this is the famous sheet of the Rambam that there's no shear, no minimum shear, not even Harisha nor in Zariah. Oh. Then the Rambam says, HaMashket Smochim, blah, 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 HaRezet Toldo Zoreah. Who's he pasking like now? Like a Yosef. Now, two kashas to ask on the Rambam. One kasha is the maskanas asugi is kasha, which means that Abayu is right and you should be chayv shtayim. My second kasha on the Rambam is the Rambam is what's it called? Help me out here with the English. When you cross, you know, bipartisan. You know, the Rambam is violating an Iser Kelayim here, so to speak. Why? Because the Rambam is passing like Rabba with regard to Menakesh, and he's passing like Rav Yosef with regard to Mashkizroim. So Menakesh is a told of Choresh, and Mashkizroim is a told of Zoreah. Neither of those positions appear in the sugya. Okay. Now, just Rabbi, before you say what you have to say, I just want to add one technical thing. The Rashbam, in many places, and I wrote it all in the Maram HaKomis, if you have time to look it up, says that Kasha is not the same as Tiufta. And whenever the Gemara says, you know, we know it like, you know, like the back of our hand, right? That Kasha is not the same as Tiufta, but who said it originally? It was the Rashbam who said it in two places in Bava Basra. So that, I think, stimulates the Rambam to come up with his own Shita, and he's going to argue that despite the Gemara's kasha and the analogy is not in place. Go ahead, Rabbi. Now the floor is yours.
No, go ahead.
So I want to say the following. The Rambam holds that in the cases of Menakesh and Mashkizroim, there's only one malacha going on over here. Yeah. In other words, the Rambam is willing to generate the following structure in the case of, let's say, Zomer. There are two malachas. One is Ikar and one is Tafel. But nevertheless, they both, how should I say, register on the radar screen. This Maisa is a Maisa of Zomer, is on the one end a Maisa of Notea, and on the other end it's a Maisa of what? Of Ktsira. Mm-hmm. The Ikar Malacha, the Rambam says, is Malachas Noteah. you want to now introduce it into the membership club of Kotzer, you need Karvon. That's the way we interpreted the Rambam. Masha Enke Menakesh. Menakesh is one malacha, one maisa. You're asking me, what is the purpose of Menakesh? So the Rambam says, why does a person do Nikush? Nikush means get rid of those weeds, right? That's what Nikush is all about. That's Meleches Noteah. You ask me about Mashkes Roim. What is Mashkes Roim? Why is a person Mashkes Roim? Again, you know, we get back to Sam's question about most people or normative and all the other stuff. But leaving, I'm trying to conceptualize a little bit more. What is Mashkes Roim? The Rambam holds that Zoreh. You put a seed in the ground, and it takes, or it should take, and then you pour water on it. So in other words, two chidushim I see in the Rambam. One chidush in the Rambam is that despite the kasha, the Rambam has a teretz to this kasha. Abai thought that he had an analogy, and the Rambam says no. The analogy is it's only a kasha. Just find the teretz, right? It's not a tiyufta. The analogy is incorrect, is imprecise, according to Rav and Rav Yosef, Markinisle, because there's one maisa going on over here. The unique character or personality of Zomer is that Zomer is two things at the same time. In fact, the Rav took that so far as he said that in the case of Aspasta, Yochayev Shtayim, and I don't care what your kavan is. That's how far the Rambam went with Aspasta. Because Zomer as a notea, at the same time as a kotzer, if there's something of value that you're taking out of the ground, that's built in to two maisei malacha. Okay, the Rambam says, I'm willing to admit that one is the ikar and one is the tofel, and therefore the Rambam introduces the tzarech li'etzim in order to allow an invitation to meleches kotzer. But the Rambam says there are certain cases where the malacha is clearly one malacha. And there is no two shemos of malacha. And again, it has nothing to do with his subjective kavana. Forget about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Tzarek Lagufa. Leave that all out. The Rambam holds, and this is the second chiddush of the Rambam, that menakesh is an act that's done in order to improve the ground, in order to improve the productivity. Of the ground, I'm saying. In other words, what I meant, let me see if I can clarify that. What I meant to say is that there's something called Yipuye Ara, that's called Meleches Koresh, and then it's called Meleches Zorea, where the seed has to be, you know, the seed itself has to produce. In the case of Menakesh, when you free the ground of its
weeds,
okay, but conceptually weeds, meaning of its, because the word weeds today has different meanings, I don't want to get into it, especially in Canada, and what I mean by weeds here is something that is an impediment to the karka. The karka is dry, it's producing weeds, it's not happily producing what it should be producing. That's called Meleches Koresh. That's another way of turning the ground upside down and raking the ground. But the Rambam holds of Mashkes Roim is to get that zera to take, you know, to sprout, and that's called meleches Zorim.
What happens if I pick out the weeds from plants that are growing, so that the purpose of my pulling out the weeds is to better the plants?
I don't know. It could be that every case could change. You're right. I don't know if there are, you know, I'd rather, yeah, I would be so much happier in the Rambam if you told me that there were no ifs, ands, and buts. You know, because the way I like to learn the Rambam is that the Rambam, unless he qualifies himself, is unqualified. So the Rabbi is saying, but what happens if the weeds are not disturbing the ground, but they're only disturbing the plant from growing? Then logically, that should be Meleches Zorea. But again, even if you're right, Rabbi, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I would say that once again, that would subsume and classify the Melech under one specific shame. Yes, and the Rambam's yes. And the Rambam's point here is it's not like the case of Zomer. The case of Zomer is very unique because in the case of Zomer, again, I gave you the example of Aspasta, you got to do two things. You want the aspasta to produce. The Gemara says that you cut it down with 1/3 of its growth, and then at the other hand, who's going to throw it aspasta? Again, it's Michael Baim. What are you saying, Zev?
I wanted to ask, just in line with the rabbi, what the rabbi was asking, that Rashi says in our Gemara that Zomer is Latsmiach HaGefen. Now, a Geffen, I know you need to be a real expert in the Zmira on Geffen. The real experts. You don't send anybody just to cut off the.
Right, that's what the rabbi was saying before. You know, you have to know exactly which branches to remove.
Exactly. And maybe, so with Rashi.
That's why it defines that as no tail.
Are they in a machloket?
Well, no. It could be that the Rashi is saying the same thing as the Rambam, but for different reasons, but they're both coming to the same conclusion. The conclusion is that Zomer is notea. Rashi might have to introduce a variable here and say, why is Zomer notea? Because, like you said, you need an expert of Baki to know how to do Zomer on a vine. But the bottom line is that Rashi and the Rambam, I think, are on the same page, that Zomer is notea. And that's why Rav Kahana needs, in order to introduce a second malacha, he needs a special kavana. In Menakesh and Mashkes Roim, there are no two kavanas here in the Maisa. I'm not talking about his kavana. It's one malacha. And you have to ask yourself, well, what is the Ikar Maisa Malacha in the cases of Menakesh and Mashkes Roim? And the Rambam offered his answer. The Rambam was of the opinion that Menakesh, the Ikar Maisa Malacha, is what? Charisha, and in the case of Mashkes Roim, the Ikar Maisa Malacha is Zoreh. Okay, that's as far as I could go with that. Okay. Now you might ask me, so why was Abaye so excited about Rav Kahana's statement of Zomer v'tzarech leitzim chayev shtayim? I mean, after all, it's not fair for Abaye to make these analogies from one jumping from Zomer, which is a very unique case, to the others. And it could be that in the frame of mind of Abaye, he was operating with Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. He was holding like Rav Shimon, which means that you have to have a tzarech. And he proved from Rav Kahana that you can have a double tzorech, and therefore you can be chayef shtayim. And if that be the case, then as the rabbi mentioned before, maybe in the case where I'm weeding the ground and the ground now becomes more plentiful, and at the same time I could improve the zera that's already been planted, and therefore it's both. You know, it's both Choresh and Zoreh at the same time. And therefore, Abaye holds that within the frame of reference of Rabbi Shimon, I should definitely be Chayev Shtayim. Why? Because the Iker, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the Tzorah. Who rejects Rabbi Shimon? Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda. But who else rejects Rabbi Shimon? The Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perek Aleph holds like Rabbi Paschal, like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam wants to do away with Tzorah. Do you see that point? In other words, the agenda of the Rambam is anti-tzorech. Abaye is free to introduce the element of tzorech and upgrade it to, you know, it's front stage. You know, if you imagine the stage of Hilchos Melech Shabbos, is Abaye saying tzorech plays a major role. What does he need? And he has two needs. And if he has two needs, let him be chayev shtayim. Why are you limiting me to the case of Zomer? This is a universal principle, says Abaye. Tzorech is going to set me up for two different malachas. And if I don't understand Rav Yosef, and I don't understand Rabbah, why is Rabbah excluding Zoreah, and why is Rav Yosef excluding Choresh? I can have a double Tzorech. The Rambam doesn't tolerate that. Why doesn't the Rambam tolerate that? And why can't the Rambam accept the Kasha? Because there is no kasha. Because Abaye is working with a wrong premise. Abaye is introducing the power of tzorech. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Tzorech is irrelevant. Ah, says the Rambam, you know when it's relevant? Only in the case of Zomer. Why is it relevant in the case of Zomer? Because there's a malacha ikris here, but there's also a malacha tefela. And here the Rambam is willing to say, let's introduce kavana and let his tzorech upgrade the malacha to a double malacha. It's on the one end, Meleches Notea. And why is it Notea? Not because of his Kavana, the way the Igli Tal says. Forget about the Igli Tal. The Rambam is going to say it's Meleches Notea because it is Meleches Notea. Sam is going to say it's culturally Meleches Notea or normatively Meleches Notea. I'm saying something else. That you want to introduce Kotzer into the picture? Says the Rambam, this is Notea. It's not Kotzer. I'm going to fight with you tooth and nail. Unless this kavana. And here's where the Rambam opens up the floodgates of Kavanah. And it's a very unique approach. It's not the approach of Tosus. Tosus compares this Tzorach Li'etzim to Korei Almanas Litvar, which according to Rabbi Kivega means you're defining the Atzmus of the Malacha. The Guf Cheftish of Malacha is Almanas Litvar. The Rambam doesn't know any of that business. He never learned in Tosus' school. He was in a different part of the world. Okay, Rabbosai. Amar Rav Sheshet. Yeah, go ahead.
Sam's comment about normative
really
defines the Rambam. Why the Rambam chose Rabba in one case and Rabbi Yosef?
Correct. I just don't know. I'll tell you why I get chills, you know, I get a little nervous with the word normative is because I don't know if the Rambam did a study, you know, of culture and agriculture and so forth. I don't know. I was in the Rav Shir for a number of years. He never used the word normative. I don't know. So I'm a little bit. What can I say? Everyone is influenced by their, you know, their school.
Why did the Rambam choose the Menakesh as Dafka?
The Rambam defined Menakesh as a malacha that's done in the karka. That's if you list all the malachas that are done to improve the karka, and you start with Choresh, Menakesh is on the Rambam's list.
So is Mashke is also done on the karka? It's also done.
No. Oh, so the Rambam holds. That's again. Here's the Rambam's language. The Rambam says has a rare culture who chayov. Correct? And then the Rambam says, not only are you Zoreh because you put the seed in, but if you can be Mashke Zoreh, you're also doing a Zoreh.
Mashke Zoreh. You're not Mashke the heart.
Okay, you have to see the Lashon HaRambam, obviously. I wasn't trying to be Medayik in the Rambam's language at that point. I was just saying that conceptually, when the Rambam presents Melecha Zoreh, he puts up front, in the Tolus of Zoreh, Mashke's run. When he gets to Choresh and he puts up front the Toldos of Choresh, he's got Menakesh. Right. Menakesh in the Rambam's favorite reference is a Malacha of Choresh. And Mashke's run in the Rambam's favorite reference is a Malacha of Zoreh. Is it because of normative? Is it because of most people? Is it because of agricultural conditions? Basically, that I don't know.
Rabbi, why does the Rambam say in Perek in Halacha Beis Hazomer Ta'ilan Kedei Sheyitzmach Harezem in Zoreh? Didn't we say that the Rambam by definition says that?
So that's I'm telling you that the Kedei Sheyitzmach is not his kavana. Take a look in Halacha Dalet. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says that what. The who tzarech li'etzim? Who's the who over here? Who's who? It's the individual. That's not what he means when he says kedei. Kedei means that that's what the malach is done for. I'll give you a mashal. Don't equate them. There's a whole sugi ksubis about a person who throws a stone into a group of people and he kills one person. And the Gemara says that it might depend on kol kavua kimechtzal mechtzah. They have Jews and half goyim. Today, if you kill a guy, they put you in jail. But okay, even a terrorist, whatever it is, so that no politics attend. So what is Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is saying that Rov is going to determine whether he wanted to kill a Jew or not. Doesn't make any sense to me. In his mind, was he trying to kill a Jew or a Kanani? So Gemara says, well, call the parish Meruva parish, call Kavua Kibetzal, that's a blah, blah, blah. Who cares about Rov and Kavua? Why don't you just ask the guy? Again, he's going to lie to you, obviously. He has vested interest to say that he didn't want to kill a Jew. But I mean, it's deeper than that. What the Gemara is asking is whether the Zrikas HaEven is Kidei Larogas a Yehudi or Kidei Larogas as a Knaini. Vos Lichtem them Zrika. You understand what I'm saying? It's not Vos Lichtem them cup. What is he thinking about? What was his plan, or as the British call it, a scheme? You know, we're not talking about scheming. We're talking about the Zrika. Where is that stone going to land? And that's where the halacha says, Rov is going to tell you where it's going to land. Or Kavua is going to tell you where it's going to land. The halacha works with its own legal... Okay, I got off on a tangent. Omar of Sheshes. Okay, let's just read the next line in Gemara, because otherwise you're going to walk out of here and say that we only learned one line in Gemara, which is not so terrible, but... Where's Omar of Sheshes? Am I on the right page? Yeah, I'm on the right page. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Omar of Sheshes. Haisalo gavshushis vinotla. It's about five lines lower down. The bias, if he did it in his house, he flattened out a little hill in his house. Chayav mishum bone. Besode, chayav mishum chorish. Okay. Now I want to ask the following question. The man flattens a gavshushes in his house, and he's chayav mishum meleches bon.
What
is
gavshushes mean?
Gavshushes is a little bit of a hill,
right?
Like some people, you know, they have in the streets here, they have these what do you call the traffic mounds? I don't know,
speed
bumps. So you should know that some Israelis call them gavshushiot. You'll see even a sign that, you know, that sometimes on highways, you know, they warn you, you know, up front, because if you go speeding, you'll go flying. You can kill the car for sure, the accident, everything else. So that's called the gavshushit. Okay, fine. I have a question for you. Two questions. My first question is just a rhetorical question. Nobody's going to argue with me about this, I hope. Is the ground inside his house? Okay, I need an English word here. How would you say in English? Royally smooth.
Arable.
Is the ground in his house arable? I want to hear everyone give me the right answer to this. There's no wrong answer here. Sometimes I want you to give me the wrong answer. Here, I want.
No.
Why not?
I can't believe it. If the ground is not.
The answer is yes.
Say it one more time, Sam, sorry. Arable? If the ground is not arable, so what's the Gemara talking about here? What are you telling me that because it's in his bias, he's chayav mishum bona, and if it's in soda, he's chayav mishum choresh? What are you talking about? If it's in his bias, and if it's not arable, there's nothing to talk about. There's got to be some sort of havamina here, no? That he might be chayav mishum aleches choresh, which means preparing the ground for Zriah. Again, you and I have no clue what a house looked like back in those days. Who would ever dream that you could plant something on the floor of your house, right? But they didn't have floors the way we have it. So that I have no doubt about.
Or the other way, can you build in a field?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. But I want to ask the following question. The Gemara says that if you flatten your house, you know, the floor of your house, then you're not chayav mishum aleches choresh, you're chayav mishum aleches bon. I don't get it. If it's arable land, so why aren't I chayav? Now you're going to give me the wrong answer. You know why you're not chayav mishum choresh? Because he's not interested in planting. That's the wrong answer. Why is that the wrong answer? Because the Rambam paskens like whom? Like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Hashem Tzvich Leguf is chayav. So who cares if he doesn't need to plant? He's chayav because it's plantable. It's arable. You hear my kasha? Sam, I can ask the same kasha about Sodom, but let me get by bites for a minute. The answer is the Rambam that we spoke about today. This sugya of Rav Sheshis is built on the previous sugya of Rav Kahana. Every malacha, every maisa has its definition. And the maisa of flattening the ground in his house, that's called beleches bona. I don't care what your tzorich is. I don't care whether the land is arable or not. You flatten the ground in your house, that is bona. And the same thing is true if you flatten the ground in your sada. The ground in your sada is meleches choresh. Now, Sam is asking me, what happens if there's no way that you can plant anything in the sod? That's something different. But as long as you have arable land, both inside your house and outside your house, it all depends on the objective Maisa Malacha. And the objective Maisa Malacha, this is like the case of Menakesh and Mashkizroim, according to the Rama. That Menakesh is Choresh and Mashkizroim is Zorea. Here too. If you mashve gum on your house, that's meleches bonin. And if you mashve gum in the soda, that's meleches charish. Okay. Now, I want to ask a different question here. It seems to me, and tell me if you agree with this premise, that a tzaddik could be used for many different things. Right, if you learn Baba Basra, Perek Rishon, you know, this, sometimes people do private things out in this, so it's also given by Hezek Ria. Many different things that you can do out in the field. So my question to you is the following. If the Rambam is defining the Malacha objectively, and he's Mashveh Gavshushis in the Sodeh, and he's Chayav for Choresh, I don't get it. What's the nature of this Sodeh? Is it a Sodeh that's Omedes Lizria? I'm not talking about arable. Again, it's arable. But what is he using the Sodeh for? What is he designating the Sodeh for? If the Sodeh is not designated for planting, he needs the Sodeh as a gateway. The Gemara has, you know, Drisas Regel, you know, to get from one place to the other. So who says they should be chayv from Melechas Choresh? So I derive a radical conclusion from this Gemara of Rav Sheshes, that you are chayv in a Sodeh for Hashvas Gumos, Gavshushios, Melechas Choresh, whether or not it's Omedes Lizria, whether or not you're interested in planting that. But the question is why? And I think this takes us back to a discussion that we had a week ago, or maybe it was a month ago, I lost track of time. Do you remember we discussed the Rambam Shita that Choresh and Zoreah are both chay for culture?
Yes. The size is irrelevant.
Rashi disagrees. And why does Rashi disagree? Because the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet introduces the concept called Sidur de Pas. And Choresh and Zoreah are included in the number 11, which means that Harisha is a preparation for Zriah, and Zriah is a preparation for Katsira, etc., etc., etc. Ah, if you're going to say that there's something called Sidur de Pas, and there's a Shir of Grogeres for all, including Harisha and Zriah, then I would say you need a Harisha that's Omed Lizriah. If this Harisha is in a place where you intend to plant, okay, then I see the Harisha as an introduction to Zriah. There's a whole process that culminates with Ktsira called Sidur de Pas. But the Rambam Lishitoso holds that Choresh and Zoreah both chayv culture. And as we discussed way back when, the Rambam holds that Choresh and Zoreah are too early to be called Sidur de Pas. Why? Because Sidur de Pas means it's got to culminate in the Afias HaPas. What you're doing now in Melechas Choresh is you're preparing the ground. So the ground preparation for Zriah, and for that matter even the Zriah itself, is not part and parcel of Sidur de Pas. And Nafkamina would be that according to the Rambam, you could be chayav for Choresh, even if your intention is not to use this Sada for any purpose that's related to Zriah. In other words, do I view Harisha as part of a process, you know, it's a Hechsher, or do I say no, the Harisha and the Zriah stand on their own 2 feet? So I have two Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is whether the Shir of Gogeris applies to Zoreah and Choresh. Nafkamina number two is whether or not any is Sodeh Omedes Lizriah. If I require if I define Choresh as a preparation for Sidur de Pas, it's an integral part of Sidur de Pas, it's not just some sort of introduction on the karka. Harisha doesn't touch the Pas. At least Zriah, you know, you could argue that the Zera itself is going to become a grain and so forth and so forth. But here, says the Rambam, in Choresh, we're not even relating to the Pas at all, we're relating to the karka itself. So the Rambam holds, as long as this karka is arable, and you improve the karka by flattening the gavshushes, you're chay from Melechas Choresh. Ah, you'll ask me, but he has no intention of doing what? Of doing Zriah. The answer is because the Rambam disconnects Choresh from Melechas Zoreah. All right, Rabbi Osei, we'll stop now for Mincha. and we'll see what else we can. I'm still learning this sugya. I'm not. Not satisfied yet.
How does the ugly tal explain pshat in the Gemara?
Right, according to the tal, the Gemara left out a very important sentence.
Yeah.
It should have said vitzarech li'etim, vitzarech litzmuchei ilan.
Does he try to explain it?
I don't think he does. If you get a chance to go through it, you're the one who found the safer. So, I still have a mitzvah on the Gemara.
I think it's a given.